Hello everyone, my name is David Strain and welcome to Life Toward God, a devotional of the First Presbyterian Church of Jackson, Mississippi. We open with a brief scripture sentence to help us focus our thoughts on the Lord from Lamentations chapter 3 at verse 22. This is the word of God. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Our opening prayer today comes from the pen of the 17th century Puritan Richard Baxter. It's a prayer of confession of sin. Let's pray together. O most great, most just and gracious God, you are of purer eyes than to behold iniquity, but you have promised mercy through Jesus Christ to all who repent and believe in him. Therefore we confess that we are sinful by nature and that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have neglected and abused your holy worship and your holy name. We have dealt unjustly and uncharitably with our neighbours. We have not sought first your kingdom and righteousness. We have not been content with our daily bread. You have revealed your wonderful love to us in Christ and offered us pardon and salvation in him. But we have turned away. We have run into temptation, and the sin that we should have hated we have committed. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. We confess you alone are our hope. Make us your children, and give us the Spirit of your Son, our only Saviour, for Jesus' sake. Amen. If you've confessed your sin with me, listen to the promise of God from Micah chapter 7 at verse 18, that is our assurance that through Jesus today we stand forgiven. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast our sin into the depths of the sea. God has forgiven you, repentant believer in Jesus. Receive his mercy and grace and give him praise. Our scripture reading comes from the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 43, the first seven verses. Now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my eyes and honoured, and I love you. I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Amen. The central promise in that passage, really it sort of bookends the passage, is three little words in English. I am, four little words. I am with you. I am with you. You see it there in verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. You see it again in verse 5. Fear not, for I am with you. All the other wonderful promises of God sustaining us through the fire and through all the trials, redeeming and ransoming us, really flow from this central promise. I am with you. Because he is with us, we are secure. In some ways, you can make the case that I am with you or I will be with you is the central promise of God's covenant, really of the whole Bible. You can trace it through the scriptures. Let me quickly cite this for you. I won't elaborate on each of these, but let me just quickly show you where you can find this phrase, I am with you. You find it, for example, when God repeated his covenant to Abraham with Isaac in Genesis 26:3. He told Isaac, I will be with you. He said the same thing to Jacob in Genesis 31:3. He said the same thing again to Joseph in Genesis 48:1. I will be with you. In Exodus 3:12, when Moses is being called by God at the burning bush to go and be the redeemer and rescuer of Israel, and he's afraid and he says, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? God tells him, I will be with you. When Joshua then led the conquest of the promised land after Moses led them through the wilderness, he's on the edge of Jordan about to cross over. And God says to him in Joshua 1:5, just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. God said the same word again to fearful Gideon in Judges 6:16. Gideon is afraid of going up and leading the armies of Israel. And God said to him, but I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midians as one man. And when Jesus came, of course, this blessing secures the presence of God with us in all its fullness. He's told the thief on the cross, you remember. The central blessing that his death secured for him, for all of us actually, is that he would be with us and we would be with him. This day, he told him, you will be with me in paradise. John 14:26, Jesus told the disciples, I will send you another comforter who will be with you forever. When he sent us out on mission to the world in Matthew 28, at verse 20, he told us to go into all the nations and I will be with you even to the end of the age. And in Revelation 21:3, when the new heavens and the new earth descend down from heaven, complete, the work is done and the new creation has come at the end of history, we read these words. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them and they will be his people. God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Beloved in Christ, the heart of the gospel, the central message of Scripture, the reason Jesus came and obeyed and died and rose and reigns for us, is not simply to deal with fleeting, temporary trials day by day. It's not our psychological wholeness. It's not to fix our messes. It's not even, first of all, to deal with our sin problem and get that out of the way so we don't have to worry about God's judgment. It is to bring us to God himself. It is to be with us. It is to dwell with us, to dwell in us, never to leave us nor to forsake us. So today, in your trials, in your fears, in whatever circumstances providence may bring you, remember he is with you. He is in you by his Spirit. And one day soon he will be with you in such fullness that every tear will be wiped from your eyes and every trial a thing over which the victory of Christ is written in large, clear letters for his glory and our eternal good. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus who came that the covenant promise of God to be with us might be brought to its full realization, that we might be with him and he might be with us. Thank you that his death secures that reality, that we might be with him in paradise. And we long for the day when the new creation comes and the Lamb wipes away every tear from our eyes, and God will dwell with us, and we with him as his people. We will be with him in all the fullness that that means: communion, fellowship, intimacy, and joy. Haste the day. Give us perseverance till it dawns. Help us to know in every circumstance today that he is with us. For Jesus' sake, amen. Thanks for joining us at Life Toward God. You can find previous episodes and find out more about the First Presbyterian Church of Jackson, Mississippi by going to www.fpcjackson.org.